there was nothing to disclose. Life expectancy in adult survivors of childhood cancer is reduced by at least 28%. Their mortality risk is modified by era of treatment. So obviously, those patients who were treated in the early 60s, when we didn't know what we were doing about curing childhood cancer, have a very different life trajectory than those children who are being treated today. Type of treatment certainly makes a difference. Obviously, diagnosis makes a difference. And then demographic characteristics make a difference. There's a 15-fold increase in death from subsequent neoplasms. There's a 7-fold increase in death from cardiac causes, and a 9-fold increase in pulmonary deaths. Well, being an old, and I do mean that multiple ways, public health nurse, I was very surprised that nobody had asked the same questions that Bellick and Breslow had asked of the general population, and that is, what are behavioral links? What are emotional links to mortality in an adult childhood cancer survivor population? So I wanted to explore that, knowing that if those links were there at all, unlike the general health population, they would appear much earlier, meaning we would see mortality in the 20s and 30s due to behavioral causes and perceptual causes, in contrast to seeing those same causative factors in older general population. I was most fortunate to be in the department where Les Robison is the PI of North America's largest childhood cancer survivor study. He started out with a retrospective cohort of around 20,000 people who had been diagnosed between 1970 and 1986. This sample is derived from 27 institutions across the U.S. and Canada. And this is probably not easily seen, but the point is it's a consort diagram for the study, and for those of you who are interested in that, I can certainly share that later. But the bottom line is we did a matched case control study, and we ended up with 445 deaths occurring on or before January 1st, 2008, and we were able to do matched controls from the same cohort, where we matched on initial cancer diagnosis, age at baseline, time from initial cancer to baseline questionnaire, and we had a control sample of a little over 7,000. Told you about those allergies. The analysis was plain old epidemiological analysis, garden variety. We used conditional logistic regression, looked at both all-cause and cause-specific mortality. In particular, three models. What was the medical care utilization model? What were lifestyle and self-care behaviors? What health concerns and worries might contribute to mortality? And we adjusted all the models for race, ethnicity, sex, marital status, education, health insurance, income, and number and severity of chronic conditions. I've already said we had 445 cases and over 7,000 controls when we compared the two groups. Slightly older were the cases. They were less likely to be college grads, less likely to be married, more likely to have income less than 20K. You can see the confounding already. More likely to be African American, and more likely to have grade 3 or 4 chronic health conditions. Common causes of death among these 445 adult survivors, top one was malignant neoplasm, unrelated to their primary diagnosis, 42%. I do hope that catches your attention. We know that largely those neoplasms are based on treatment exposures. 20% died of cardiac deaths, 7% pulmonary deaths. When we looked at all-cause mortality, now, there are handouts available for you if you simply go to the APHA website, because I know some of this is tiny. The takeaway message is the stuff in green is really important, highly significant. When we asked them if they'd had health care during the last 2 years, at the baseline questionnaire. If they said yes, then they were 1 to 3 times more likely to die than if they said no. And by the same token, if we looked at number of doctor visits per year, once they started saying more than 5 or 6 visits, that went up almost exponentially to where that were more than 20 visits, they were 2.5 to 5, almost 6 times more likely to die. General physical examination or annual physical exam didn't seem to make a difference. Neither did dental care. Professional breast exam, if they'd had that within 1 to 2 years, that offered a reduced risk of mortality. Mammogram didn't make a difference, and I'll explain why later. When we looked at lifestyle and self-care behaviors, again, the pattern is very similar to what's in the general population. If we asked them, did they ever drink alcohol at any time in their life? If they did, that lowered their risk of mortality. This may change your plans for the afternoon. In terms of drinks per month, those who had 5 or more drinks per month, again, reduced the risk of mortality. So the same thing that we find in the general population, I just really didn't expect it to be quite as dramatic as it is with this population. Physical activity, those who told us that they didn't have any physical activity were 1.27 to 2.34 times more likely to die than those who exercise 3 days a week. Then breast self-examination, and this one we don't know why we've got this finding, but we've got some ideas which I'll share with you later. Those who rarely or never did breast self-exam were less likely to die than those who talked about doing it occasionally or once a month. Only those who were underweight were more likely to die in terms of BMI. In terms of health worry and concern, and this is a classic in the general population, when asked to rate your health status from poor to excellent, those who rated it as fair or poor at baseline, and remember, some of these people were dying 10 and 15 years later than baseline, but if they rated it fair to poor at baseline, they were 1.45 to 2.71 times more likely to die. And another thing that popped up of interest was if they were concerned about their ability to obtain life insurance, if they were concerned or very concerned, again, their risk of mortality was increased. We decided to look at whether or not these variables made any difference in terms of their time to death. So we looked at 3 tertiles, less than 5.7 years from baseline to death, 5.7 to 8.9, and greater than 8.9 years. And you can see that the patterns repeat. Number of doctor visits a year, alcohol consumption, while not significant, all the way across 3 tertiles, certainly going in the right direction. And remember, when we divided these into tertiles, we reduced our statistical power because now the sample's divided into 3. BMI, again, underweight, a culprit in terms of all 3 tertiles. When they were asked to evaluate their health status, consistent across all 3 tertiles, if they rated it as fair or poor at baseline, they did indeed have a higher risk of mortality. And certainly those who had higher level and greater number of chronic conditions had a much higher risk of mortality than those who had fewer. Again, we reduced our sample by dividing it into 3 areas: those who died of second malignancies, those who died of cardiac pulmonary causes, and then everything else lumped in together. But we see some of the same patterns, particularly in light of number of doctor visits a year. Pattern repeats across all 3 causes of death. There's our friend alcohol again. Ever was significant only in the other category, but certainly was headed in that direction for cardiac pulmonary. Same thing for number of drinks a month, physical activity, again repeating, breath self-examination, those who now occasionally reported breath self-exam had a lower risk of death. The only difference about BMI in this analysis was that those who were overweight, remember we've not seen any indication of overweight being a higher risk factor for mortality, but in the cardiac pulmonary area, if they were overweight, they were 1.34 to 4.46 times more likely to die. Health worry and concern, not quite as robust in terms of significance, fair or poor. Thank you. Fair or poor self-rated health status, huge impact in the other cause of death category, 2.05 to 6.18 times more likely to die. Ability to obtain health insurance significant in other cause of death. Now, as in any epi study, particularly when you're dealing with death certificates, you've got to count on the accuracy of the death certificates themselves. The same people that have written all of the mortality papers, and now they number somewhere around 7 from the Childhood Cancer Survivor Study, 2 physicians and 2 epidemiologists were the ones to code the data on the death certificates. All deaths were confirmed in the National Death Index, but by no means does that mean that it's perfect. Our only comfort is that the patterns that we saw repeated across most of the causes of death. Obviously, I was limited in terms of the analysis in cause-specific mortality. I think 5 years from now, those data will look very different when the death toll has increased in this population. And we certainly know there could be changes in covariates since baseline. But since we did a number of analyses and we found the same patterns time and time again, we're pretty comfortable with that. There were some things that we expected to reach significance that did not. Smoking, tobacco use, for example. But you've got to remember, this is a very young, aged cohort. You know, we had a mean of 30 years for our cases and 28 years of age in our controls, and we simply may not have observed this cohort long enough to see some of these other factors reach significance. And if you do download this presentation, you'll see that the pattern is all in the right direction, that smoking definitely does not look to be good for you, but we did not reach statistical significance. And then another caveat, these findings may not generalize to more recently treated patients. I mean, we're going from an era in the 60s when we did total body irradiation for childhood cancer and certainly had no ability to control where the beams went. Today, we do very localized radiation and can localize it within centimeters. So we certainly expect today's cohort not to look like this in 20 or 30 years. Conclusions, behavior, self-reported health, worries, concerns, and medical care use do impact mortality. That is separate and apart from treatment factors. We observe clear trends between mortality and surveillance lifestyle, lifestyle behaviors, and we think that the trends that we observe will become significant as the death cohort increases. The associations are established in the general population, but occur much earlier in childhood cancer survivors, and that's a major take-home message. Primary care providers don't know this. They might have maybe 3, maybe 4 patients in their entire practice, and they simply are unaware of the risk that this population faces. My goal in being here is to increase your awareness and go out and spread the word. This is a population that needs special attention. We need to be targeting specific demographic groups for risk-based care. We know African Americans and low-income childhood cancer survivors are at risk because of their limited resources in care and an under-informed group of providers oftentimes who may be seeing patients. We need interventions to support increased surveillance among survivors. Some of these folks need echocardiograms every single year. The guidelines are written. The Children's Oncology Group has written tomes on how childhood cancer survivors should be followed up and what constitutes risk-based care. And it's right out there for people to use, but they've got to be aware that there are such things and that they need to be employed with this group. And I certainly did not do this alone. These are the contributors from University of Memphis and Fred Hutch Cancer Center and University of Alberta, and very grateful to them all. Happy to take any questions.
Questions, anyone? I have to say it was actually quite riveting. My background is actually as a pediatric nurse practitioner and had a very special patient who had leukemia at 15 months and had radiation of her brain. So this is, you know, she's a child I always think about who's now an adolescent. So hopefully I continue to wonder and follow on how she's doing. So thank you.